Welcome to the Union Free Form Judaism's Parenting Podcast with Dr. Wendy Mogul. In this episode, Red Washcloths, Dr. Mogul talks about keeping our children safe by not overprotecting them.
What's the new item in the up-to-the-minute preschool classroom supply closet? A stack of red washcloths. Teachers keep them at the ready so when a student skins a knee or gets a bloody nose, he won't get scared by the sight of his own blood. Meanies, kids love blood. It's so interesting. It's the most brightly colored substance that comes out of your body. And until you get a scratch or a cut, the whole story of the circulatory system, put your hand here. Feel your heart beating? It's a strong muscle that pumps blood all around your body really fast all day long, even when you're sleeping. The whole story is just theoretical, but then, boom, a minor injury provides every child with a ready-made science curriculum and an opportunity for experiential learning. I recently heard about a school that had marked off a section of the play yard as a bully-free zone. Yikes! Set one foot inside that zone and we know what happens next. And while as a clinical psychologist I'm certainly appreciative of our raised consciousness about the damaging effects of prolonged social cruelty, we may be on the wrong track when we try to sanitize every aspect of children's social lives. In fact, surprising new research on childhood rivalries, antagonisms, and even the heartbreaking situation of having a best friend who turns into an enemy reveals that social challenges, even tough ones, are good for children. By facing conflict and friction, children develop emotionally. They learn how to stand up for themselves, to push back when necessary, and they learn discernment, how to pick up on signs indicating who is reliable or untrustworthy, and who a true ally. In order to turn classroom or playground or at-home incidents of bruised knees or bruised feelings into opportunities for children's cognitive and spiritual growth, the adults in their lives need to stay calm and curious and to practice bitachon, trust in God. Contrast this recent Onion headline, anxious mother less anxious after anxious phone call from son, with a teaching from the Babylonian Talmud. In Kiddushin 29a, the rabbis remind us that it is the obligation of every parent to teach their child how to swim. This doesn't just mean becoming pool safe once the floaties come off. Beyond this literal interpretation, the rabbi's warning means that we are raising our children to leave us. And in order to do this effectively, they need to learn how to recognize hazards, to keep themselves safe, to grow strong, and to have an opportunity to marvel at the miracle of clotting.
Thank you for listening to the Union for Reform Judaism's Parenting Podcast. You can subscribe to the podcast by clicking on the RSS button at the top of the podcast page. Let us know what you think and find more parenting resources at urj.org/parents.